think of Cardiff? This is Gabe.
Yeah, I got a thing in the mail that said you guys do equipment financing, so that's what I'm calling about.
Okay, did you have, give me a second here, sorry. Do you have that 16-digit reservation code there?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty, I'm ready when you are.
2311-0401-0030-4225.
4225. Alright, give me a second here. Is this Richard Kruger? Excuse me, Kruger, by chance? Okay, with Paper Depot? Alrighty, is this this line you're calling off of here, is this the office phone there for you? Is this the cell phone?
Oh, it's the office phone.
Office phone, okay. Alrighty. Okay, and let me just confirm some information real quickly here, and then we'll go ahead and answer any questions you have about the equipment you're looking at. I have billing address down as 1200 West Struck Avenue, Orange, California, 92867. Okay, and I also have a company phone number on here, 714-744-3323. Is that an old number? Or?
No, that's what I'm calling for. I'm just probably one or two up the rotary is all.
Okay, got you. Oh, not a problem. And then as far as, you know, your taxes being filed and your business classification there, are you guys incorporated, LLC, partnership, sole prop?
Actually, there's two corporations. There's a C-Corp and an LLC.
Okay, so this is C-Corp and an LLC. Is that both for Paper Depot, or is that another business you have? Or?
Well, it's they both use Paper Depot, but I think we'd be talking. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, sorry.
Oh, it sounded like the phone got disconnected. We'd probably be talking about the C-Corp because it's bigger. The LLC is kind of a...
Okay.
Just does a specialized, one kind of a job is all.
Gotcha. And I have a time in business here. I'm not sure if this is accurate. 1989, is that when the business got started up there?
As a partnership, it got incorporated in, I believe it was 1995 or 6.
Incorporated in 1995? All right. Were you guys something else before that, I'm assuming, or?
Before what?
Before you guys got incorporated there in 95, or is that when the business?
That I bought out at that point.
Perfect. Okay, no problem. Gotcha. So it was a partnership. I think you had mentioned that. Sorry, my apologies. Yeah, so if you can tell me what kind of equipment you're looking at there, we can, you know, see if we're going to have a good program for you.
Basically, it's refinancing trucks that I have that are paid off. I don't know if you do that kind of financing or not.
Yes, we can. We can. Well, you're just looking to borrow some money against. Have those been paid off completely, it sounds like?
Yes.
Okay. And how much capital were you looking to bring on there?
Between 100 and 200,000. I really haven't dialed it down too tight. I just wanted to see if I just got your thing in the mail, so this is kind of a phishing call on my part, also. So,
right.
A, if you do this sort of thing, and B, is this what you're looking for?
Okay, we can do it on occasions. What's the value of those? How many trucks is it total?
Well, it depends on how many you need to come up with that. I've got two front loaders. Do you know what those are? They're like trash trucks.
Right.
When they're new, they sell for $250,000, but mine are older, so they're probably down in value in the 50 to 100 range. Each one of them on an appraised value, and then I've got two bobtail type box trucks, is what you'd recognize them as, 24-foot box trucks. And they sell new in about the 75,000 range, and so they're again whatever they're appraised at. So you got four trucks that are probably together worth over $100,000 in today's value.
I'm sorry, and I didn't hear your evaluation there. How much did you say roughly that the value is there?
Between 100 and 200,000.
100 to 200,000. Okay. How much did the business do in gross annual sales last year?
The corporation did around $3 million.
Okay. And have you considered, you know, just utilizing, as opposed to leveraging your assets there, the front loaders and the box trucks, have you, like, you know, put any consideration into just bringing on, like, an unsecured capital loan for the funding there, or?
Hadn't really tried anything yet. I just got your brochure, and I'm responding to that.
Yeah, no, I
understand. Really, you know, so tell me what programs you have, and let's see if what I want to do.
So typically, you know, as far as you know, doing the secure loan there with your equipment, we'd realistically be able to give you, you know, 50% of the value of them is usually the maximum we can go. However, we do have our working capital program, in which we free up about 10% of your gross annual sales. So, you know, as far as the feasibility goes, it's also a much simpler program to get put together, as opposed to leveraging the vehicles there. What current loans do you have out with the business? Any current loans?
I'm trying to think what we got. We have there's an equipment line at around $100,000 that we use for forklifts and bobcats, that kind of stuff. There's two trucks in the LLC, but let's don't mix apples and oranges.
Right.
So, basically, there's just the equipment line.
Okay, so it almost, you know, would almost make more sense there if, you know, we saw what we could do as far as with our working capital program goes. It's you know, it's unsecured. That way, you know, it's a much simpler program as far as putting it together, paperwork-wise. And a lot of times, you know, especially for your business, it sounds like it might make more sense there. So just to kind of understand the business and what you do, you guys do a lot of, what exactly do you guys do? Do you guys do, like, recycling, that sort of thing?
Yeah, we're 100% paper recycling, and then we do the document shredding also.
So recycling, document shredding, okay. But yeah, definitely, you know, based on the fact you guys don't have any current loans out, I think that, you know, let me ask you, are you 100% owner there currently?
Yes.
Yeah, I know you mentioned you bought your partner out. Okay, so you are 100% owner. And how is the personal credit there?
Should be good.
Personal credit's good. And just to kind of go back on that, you know, if you do decide to, you know, apply with us, it's just strictly a business loan. It's not going to show up on your personal credit. However, just kind of a question we have to ask. And how soon, what would the use of the proceeds be there for you?
Working capital.
Just kind of some operating capital for the business?
Yeah.
Okay, got you. And as far as the time frame goes, how soon are you looking to bring it on there?
We're ready to go, so how long it takes you, I guess.
Okay, perfect. And then, so you guys did about $3 million last year. Any projections for this year? What are you anticipating the sales looking like this year?
That's always, I hate to sound like a politician and dodge your question.
It is a tough one to answer sometimes, so.
Well, we're in a commodity business. It's waste paper, but it's actually a commodity. So, just to give you an example, 2 years ago, a ton of cardboard sold for $200 a ton. Right now, it's selling for $140. It's the same ton of cardboard. You see what I'm saying? So that's what makes it hard to project what sales are going to be, because I don't know what China's going to pay. Well, we're tied into with China.
Right.
They're kind of just flopping around over there, so. Like I say, I can. It's better to say I'm going to probably do what I did last year. It would be a more comfortable answer than anything more than that.
Right. So similar, some on track for similar sales there. No problem. Just So
you know, that's what I'm trying to say is.
Yeah. You know, no. No problem. It's a difficult question to answer sometimes, you know, the ups and downs and, you know, the ebbs and flows of businesses. So, yeah, I would definitely like to see what we can do. I mean, typically we extend about 10% of your gross annual sales. So, you know, we'd be looking at, you know, around $300,000. So basically what we do is get you an approval, and then, you know, you take what you need. So based on the information you provided me, I think we'd be in the $250,000 to $300,000 range. And then if you need 100, you know, you take 100, of course. If you need 200, you know, we have the 200 available, if we are able to get you approved for that amount. But you know, based on your time in business and sales, I think that it's definitely something feasible for us to get done for the business there. But yeah, I'd definitely like to shoot you off an application there, Richard. We're basically just looking at a few items. A one-page application. We'll look at the 1120 there, the first page of your tax return, and then 6 months of business bank statements. We take those three items and usually get you an answer in 1 to 2 business days on your file there. Are you there, Richard?
I'm here.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought I lost you again. But yeah, I'd definitely like to shoot
Let me
you
ask
off.
you a couple questions now.
Yeah, go ahead.
What sort of rates interest do you charge?
To give you like the ballpark range, you could be paying as low as 10 cents on the dollar, unsecured for the unsecured capital, as high as 30 cents on the dollar. You know, on the higher side there.
Okay,
But
it's like a credit card loan.
yeah, it's like we get you an approval, you take what you need, exactly. But you know, the factors we are looking at are time in business, you know, personal credit's a little
I understand
factor.
what you're looking at me. Now I'm seeing if I'm going to do business with you. So your rates are 10 to 30%
It's
for.
a fixed cost, so it's not like an annual percentage rate. For instance, you know, it's a fixed cost of funds. So let's say we get you on a 2 year, you know, we have programs up to 3 years long. So you know, your payment would stay the same. It's not going to be like a fluctuating payment, depending on the balance there. So it's a fixed cost. It's not like your traditional like APR loan,
Is it an
if that makes
add-on?
sense. I'm sorry?
An add-on?
No, it's I'm not quite sure what you what do you mean by that? I'm not sorry. I'm not quite sure I understand.
Well, an add-on is, let's say we did 100,000, for instance, and for 3 years, and you got a rate of 10%. You would say your loan is 130,000 divided by 36. So that's what you call an add-on rate.
Right, so I don't think it could be
Here,
considered an so let's say you know, 3 years is on the very long side of things. So if you were paying 10 cents on the dollar for the $100,000, let's say it was 18 months, 2 years, you'd be paying back 110. So it's not an annually charged rate. It's essentially cost of funds is the simplest way to put it. So let's say we get you a
So if
proposal.
you approve it, I'm just trying to understand what the challenge
Yeah,
is.
go ahead.
So if you approve it for 18 months,
Okay.
and you
Yep.
say we're going to charge you 10 cents on the dollar, so the entire loan is 110,000 divided by
Correct.
18.
You got it. So it would be your total payback would be, you know, you wouldn't be paying back. Yeah, exactly. Your total payback would be 110,000, and that would be on the cheaper side for an 18-month term for unsecured capital. That would be pretty cheap. So.
Okay, so it's probably more realistically you're going to be up towards the 25 to 30 range.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I wouldn't say it's first of all, it's hard to give you an answer because really the credit analysts look at it and evaluate your file. I kind of just do the front end and the back end of the.
I'm trying not to waste your time or
I
money.
com no, I completely understand. You're asking some very.
If this is a hard money deal, I'm going to probably pass before I even get started, so.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, it doesn't sound. Have you ever had a working capital loan before? Or?
Years and years ago when I first started, I got involved with some hard money things, you know, because I had no other choice. So I like to flush those out early because I don't need to do that anymore.
Got you. No, I completely understand. I as far as giving you a specific answer on your payback, very hard to do. I will tell you, you know, as far as the important things that we're looking at, time in business, sales,
I know you've repeated that
revenue.
5 times. I'm just trying to understand how you do your business. You told me it's between 10% and 30%.
Correct.
What you're not indicating is what it usually is. I'm trying to flush that out. But it sounds like it's 20% and 30% is more realistic.
As far as what it usually is, it's not usually any specific amount. Like I said, I've done loans as low as 10 cents on the dollar. I've done loans as high as 30 cents on the dollar, fixed cost of funds there. So as far as what I usually see, I think your business would be qualifying for one of our better programs based on the factors that we look at. So I'm not trying to be redundant or a broken record player and keep telling you that. I'm just trying to explain to you that's kind of how the pricing fluctuates.
Okay.
Let me shoot you an email, Richard. You'll have my information on file there, and I'll let you know what we need if you do decide to proceed, and just have us work up a proposal for you. And, you know, of course, there's no obligations there, strings attached.
Oh, okay. Well,
all right.
If it's not too complicated, that's probably worth the effort.
Yeah, it's... go ahead, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
PaperDepot123@yahoo.com.
All right, so just paperdepot123@yahoo.com. Easy enough. Yeah, Richard, I will get that put together and sent out to you here shortly. If you have any questions in the meantime, you'll have my direct line there in the signature, okay?
Fair enough.
Yep, so, yeah, give it some thought, and, you know, worst-case scenario is we bring something to the table, and you say, you know, this isn't going to work for the business at this point. So I'll get that off to you here, and then maybe circle back with you towards the end of the week if I haven't heard from you. All righty?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right, Richard. You have a nice day. Bye.
You too. Bye now.